From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Brown. The LGBTQ Resource Center at MU is hosting Coming Out Week this week to celebrate, support, and provide education about the process of coming out. KBIA's Mimi Wright has more.
The week begins with cupcakes at the LGBTQ Resource Center and is capped off by the Black and Gold Drag Show. Coming Out Week is underway at MU, and Sean Olmsted, coordinator of the LGBTQ Resource Center, says visibility events like the Pride Photo on Wednesday are important to show that there is support for LGBTQ students.
For LGBTQ students, oftentimes that's an identity that's invisible or something that you can't necessarily know about someone from looking at them. And so what we want to do is have events occasionally that shows that there's a community here for LGBTQ students.
Olmsted said this week is not meant to push people to come out, but rather to recognize that the coming out process is difficult and show support for people regardless of their coming out experience. Mimi Wright, KBIA News.
Missourians wanting to vote in the November 6th election must be registered by Wednesday. Residents must submit a completed voter registration application to local election authorities by 5 p.m. on October 10th. The applications may be submitted in person or by mail. Registration also may be done online through the Missouri Secretary of State's website. Other places to register include at a driver's license office when applying for or renewing a driver's license, a library or any state agency where an applicant is obtaining a service. Applicants are required to present a form of personal identification, such as a driver's license. From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Brown. The Springfield Cape Girardeau Catholic Diocese has identified three priests accused for sexually abusing children 4 decades ago. The diocese said in a news release Monday that two of the priests have died, one in 2014 and one in 2001. The third priest retired from active ministry in 2011. The diocese says each priest is accused of committing sexual abuse sometime in the 1970s, but some of the allegations were made recently. The decision came after an investigation in Pennsylvania uncovered more than 1,000 cases of abuse. The Hearn Center will be the home of Mizzou Homecoming Blood Drive this year. KBIA's William Finn has more.
The Mizzou Homecoming Blood Drive is consistently one of the largest student-run blood drives in the country, and this year looks to be no different. This year, the American Red Cross is expecting to have about 4,000 units donated. Over the past 32 years, the Mizzou Homecoming Blood Drive has collected nearly 125,000 pints of blood. Grace Corley, a student representative of the blood drive, speaks about what excites her most about this year's blood drive.
I think one of my favorite things about the blood drive is you get to see all of campus come together to support this great event. As well, I think it's really cool to see that we're the largest student-run blood drive in the nation. That's not a title we take lightly. We're looking to collect over 4,000 units this year, and we'd love for everyone to come support us in collecting those.
The blood drive is open to anyone who is physically able and willing to donate. For KBIA News, I'm Bill Finn.
And I'm Lauren Brown, KBIA News, Columbia.